I did spend most of my weekend with the Beatles and their documentary, the Get Back thing. But I did get to catch the very end of it. It took me a year or so to watch this series on El Chapo that was done by, I think it was Telemundo.
Okay.
So it's you got the subtitles and you got the dub.
Is it a documentary or overdub. Is it
it's
more,
a it's a dramatic. It's a,
okay.
But then they also it's like Narcos. They also
intersperse
clips, news clips, and things like that. So it's a good take on what really happened. So as it turns out, he was caught because of a monkey. Now, he was caught a couple of times, but the last time he was caught that led to him being extradited here to the United States.
When he couldn't escape through the tunnel under the tub.
Yeah. It was because of a monkey. You know, here's what happened. El Chapo, I don't know how many times he's married, maybe three times. The last time he got married, he and his wife had twins, a couple little girls. And the girls are like, maybe 4 years old. And they got a pet monkey, and they love their pet monkey, Perez. Perez the pet monkey. He's one of the little, I don't know what those,
Capuchin monkeys, yeah.
I think. Perez the pet monkey, yeah. And the little girls, they got to, and they have to move all the time because Chapo's always on the run. So they got to move, and they got to take Perez the monkey with them wherever it is that they go. So Chapo.
Did Chapo have a guy he would say, go get his cage and, like, tell people to do that?
This is what happened. So the girl, the wife and the girls, they're in one car and going to the new house that they have to flee to. And then Chapo has a guy. He's got a monkey guy. And he's got the guy who transports the monkey in the cage. Well, the wife and the girls can kind of like disguise themselves and look anonymous. And nobody really knows. You know, they're not really 100% certain what they look like. There are checkpoints all over the place as they're trying to catch El Chapo in this community. So Chapo's wife and daughters are able to get through the checkpoint without being caught. But then all of a sudden, up to the checkpoint comes a guy with a monkey. And there's the monkey in the passenger seat. Yes, and he's looking out his little monkey cage. And the guard's like, And the guy lets him go through, but right away he gets a hold of his guys.
There's a guy with a monkey who just showed up to the checkpoint here.
And then all the alarms went off. Well, that's it.
Who's got a pet monkey?
That's Chapo's pet monkey. That's the girl. Yes. So they put a tail on the car. They follow the car to the place. They wait for Chapo because they know Chapo's going to show up. He shows up. That's the ball game's over. That's it. So it was all because of Perez the monkey. That they get El Chapo.
I'm watching the Narcos Mexico season 3, and this is kind of the rise of Chapo, and it's one of those deals where another rival, drug family is trying to put a hit out on Chapo, and Chapo is trying to make it to the airport and get out of town, and this whole big gun battle goes down, and you're like, okay, did that really happen? And then you see the actual news footage of like NBC and Ann Curry and stuff. And you're like, oh, that did actually happen.
In the streets with all this,
craziness.
It's unbelievable. It is the Wild West down there with these gangs. It's unbelievable the stuff that goes on and the cooperation these drug gangs get from the governments. You think that these series are making this stuff up. Like, the level of corruption within the governments and their participation with these drug gangs. And then you see the news clips and then you realize, oh, no, that's it.
At the same time Chapo is coming up, they're trying to put together NAFTA. And Mexico wants NAFTA to go through, and they can't have all this cocaine and craziness going on. And, they got to smooth that out. And so the government gets in, and it's weird.
I mean, that's all of this country to the south of us where all this stuff is going on, man. Right across the border. It's nuts. Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM.